I have to play the game the way they want me to play the game because I want those credentials, but I don't like jumping through their hoops. And we say, you got to make peace with one or the other. You either got to make peace with jumping through their hoops, line up with it and do it in order to get the accreditation that you're seeking from them, or say, I don't care about what they're thinking and don't jump through their hoops and do it your way and let law of attraction bring to you those who are resonating with what you have to offer. Mm-hmm. We understand why people want credentials and why they want labels, because there are a lot of people who don't want to have to listen to you to find out if you're of value. They'd rather look at the plaque on your wall to decide. They would rather that somebody else decided whether you're worthy of them listening. So if you have a doctorate degree, then you are seen to be wiser by most people. But there's a large part of you that doesn't want some other evaluation. In other words, from the source within you, you don't need credentials. What you are wanting is vibrational alignment with who you are, and then everything that you want is flowing to you and through you for the benefit of whoever is receiving. And we think that's more what's stuck in your vibrational craw. There's a big part of you that understands that there is a little bit of divergence from, because everything that you've been hearing from us says you can't give a rip what anybody else is thinking, because if you care what they're thinking, then you're letting what they want from you guide you rather than what's coming forth from within you guide you. And sometimes they are not in the same place. We don't think that you mind jumping through hoops. You just don't want to jump through hoops that get you out of vibrational alignment, you see. So you have to find a way of getting ready for the run, so to speak. You have to find a way of not feeling like you're jumping through the hoops, of not letting what they're asking of you get you out of vibrational alignment. In other words, what we're really saying to you is, and what you can feel, and the whole reason we're having this discussion, you do not want them to be the catalyst that disconnects you from the clarity that is at the basis of the work that you're doing, you see. So yeah. We're not saying don't get the degrees. They're wonderful. We're just saying don't let them get you off your balance in the process of them. Keep your priorities straight.
Yeah, that's why I say I would do it if I can structure the degree program around the work that I'm doing
But you're talking about the action part. You're talking about managing the action. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about managing your vibration. Mm-hmm. There is just those words, I don't want to jump through their hoops. There's no resolution in that, because you've already, in that statement, you've decided that they are asking irrational things of you and they are seeking to control you in some way, and you're not having any of it. Where what we would say instead of jumping through the hoops is that they've got some standards set up that they find comfortable in helping them to define the credentials that they hand out. In other words, there is a standard that they are holding people to. And I see that standard and my receiving of the evidence of having played their game as advantage to me. And so I cooperatively and willingly participate rather than I'm not jumping through their hoops. Mm-hmm. I see the value of what they're asking, and while it's not the predominant part of that which I'm about, I am willing to do that because I understand that doing that brings me this. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like football players playing in a game and then disagreeing with the rules of engagement. And there's been enough football games played around this world now that almost everybody on the planet would say, hey, you want to play the game? Keep the rules. If you don't want to play the game, go find another game, but don't play this game and break the rules. Mm-hmm. And so, and we're not saying to football players, oh, those rules are so confining to you, we'd go off and play by ourselves somewhere. We say, line up with it and have the game of your life, you see. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that happened because the program was fun to me up to a certain point. And when it didn't get fun, I just stepped back and just did the work, you know, that I wanted to do anyway. And eventually, you know, I lined up such that I could finish.
Well, when something, Jerry says that to Esther on a regular basis, as long as it's fun.